Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I'm the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I have a great visit with Tom Anastasi. Tom is the author of Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right. He is a teaching professor at the Boston University, and the Department of Organizational Behavior. He's a filmmaker, spintheplate.com. Is that right? Is that the website for the film?
Yes. Yep.
How many awards is it won?
I think 11. 11,
wow.
Yeah, so we've won Best Feature.
And, folks, and
we
birthed it on Amazon right now. We birthed it on this show, I don't know, four, five, 6 years ago. It was a gleam in your eye, and we talked about it on the show. So Tom, I want to ask you a question about your education experience.
Yep.
Now, you're a professor at Boston University. Your summer classes got canceled, and so there are going to be classes this fall, but I want you to give us a report on what Boston University is doing about bringing the kids back.
So what they're doing is that they bought a couple of those testing machines, so they're going to be able to test 40, 50,000 people a week, and they're going to have in-house testing, and people are going to get tested when they want. And so students are going to be able to go either in class or they can do it all online, so it's really their choice. And we're limiting students to about 12 to 14 students per classroom. So we're going to rotate who gets that live experience.
Wow.
And this spent a huge amount of time, you know, really trying to make sure that everybody gets a really good educational experience. And students can do online from the dorm. They can do online from home, so they can choose. So
do you think that the education experience will be approximate what it would have been otherwise with this new system? I mean, I'm not being judgmental. I'm just asking a question about effectiveness.
So the educational experience will be pretty much exactly the same. Because technology also allows us to do things that we couldn't do in class. But obviously, college is two things. It's education and social. The social aspect obviously is going to be very different.
You think an 18-year-old sitting in the dorm will get the same experience as they would if they were in a classroom sitting looking at you face-to-face?
Yeah, I think they will because it's going to be live. So whether they're looking at me through Zoom or looking at me live, we've spent the last several months really working on having that educational experience be the same.
Let me say this. My hat's off to you, got you and the others who are making this happen. I mean, the extra effort that's being put into this that could have been used for other things is amazing. The fact that you probably, knowing you, I'm sure you will pull this off, but it just saddens me that we don't have, that the kids won't have the full experience, that you guys are having to go through all that. So I my hat's off to you. Congratulations. You're heroes and for what you're doing and good luck in all that. What else would you like to tell us about the education experience going forward? Well, let me ask you this question: if somebody is strictly not going to show up, they're going to be in Montana taking classes from you. Do they have to pay the same price for that education as they do if they showed up?
They do, but they'll save room and board, and that's one of those things that just a lot of colleges, because they're going to have less room and board, have got less money coming in,
right?
But you know, for a 3-hour class, I pretty much say it's going to take me 3 times that long to prepare it for Zoom.
I believe you. I believe it.
If you're going to do it right, it is very time consuming.
I know.
It's good, though.
And you're not going to get paid anymore either, are you?
No, but that's all right. It's a labor of love.
I know it is for you, but still, my point is the effort you're not putting into it is greater than it would have been. So go ahead, finish what you were thinking.
So, but one thing is, if this had happened 20 years ago when we didn't have all this technology, I have no idea what we would do.
Yeah, we've been pointing that out here. It's so many things. I mean, what would have happened to the economy. I actually doubt we would have done this. I think we'd have a different experience with the virus than we've had, because I'm trying to imagine how we would have shut down the economy 20 years ago. That wouldn't even have been an option, I think. What do you think?
Oh, I just can't imagine. I think the strategy would have been just, you know, ride it through, and then it would have been, you know, horrifically horrible.
Yeah.
So I think that's where, but I think anybody in a service business really learn technology. Mm-hmm. And there's so many videos out there. There's unbelievable untapped potential out there. And people just, you've got, even if you're not a tech person, become a tech person, because in any service business, you've got to maintain the relationship with your customers and deliver the product. And there's ways to do it. I know, for instance, a zoo is, you pay the admission price, and somebody will go through with their phone, and then you get to go through the Zoom. Seriously, and then they'll explain things. And so they're working it out.
That's
amazing. You just have to get creative.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom, for being here. I need the website, please. Give us the website.
Oh, sure. Spintheplate.com. And if I could just throw a plug in, if you have Amazon Prime, it's free streaming on Amazon Prime right now.
All right. No, absolutely. We love talking about it. And then the other play that you're going to do tomorrow is where now? Give us the website again quickly.
Okay, so it's The Magic of Crime. And if you just Google.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.